Money is a key issue in these talks. Yesterday, Africa and Europe agreed in principle to an aid fund that would reach $100 billion a year by 2020. Today, Secretary of State Clinton said the United States would accept that as a goal as well. But she was quick to add that the U.S. would only sign on to a deal if other conditions are met. She said the deal in Copenhagen must lead to fast action as opposed to pledges of further negotiations. And she said all major emitters must not only commit to emissions reduction targets, but they also need to be open enough to show the world how those are being met. China has steadfastly refused to a binding obligation that would commit it to verify its emissions reductions. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.